where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police say there was a robbery this afternoon at Hogan Pharmacy in the Northgate Plaza. Just before 4, police were called about a robbery in progress where narcotics were demanded of the staff. It's alleged the suspects fled the Exmouth Street Shopping Center in a black SUV. There's expected to be an increased police presence in the area as the investigation continues. Here on OPP is investigating a fatal crash on Highway 21 this afternoon. They say a 58-year-old from Bluewater has died and a second driver was not injured. The highway was shut down from Dashwood Road to Zurich Hensel Road for the investigation. The province is giving Sarnia $400,000 through the Building Faster Fund. The municipality has exceeded its 2023 housing target, breaking ground on a total of 254 new housing units last year. Associate Minister of Housing Rob Flack was in Sarnia today for a check presentation. He says the key to the fund is it creates incentives for municipalities to invest in infrastructure.
Communities like Sarnia, Mayor Bradley and team are nimble. They can move. They move quickly and they're getting results. And I come from the business world and it's results that count, and that's why we're so pleased to come across communities like Sarnia to present these funds.
The fund is a 3-year program where $1.2 billion will be doled out to municipalities that meet their housing targets. Mayor Mike Bradley says council is going to decide in the near future how exactly they'll spend the money. A nearly week-long inquest into the death of an inmate at the Sarnia jail has wrapped up. A 5-person jury has made 9 recommendations after 31-year-old Travis Havers committed suicide at the jail in 2020. The recommendations include assessing the feasibility of modifying the cells to remove anchor points and exploring whether one mental health nurse at the jail is sufficient. A popular Sarnia concert series has unveiled the acts for the final night of this year's much-anticipated festival. Our Lady Peace, Finger 11, I Mother Earth, and Scott Stapp from Creed are taking the stage at Bluewater Border Fest on Saturday, June 22nd. Details about Thursday and Friday's acts can be found at sarnianewstoday.ca. A local volunteer with Habitat for Humanity says his recent trip to a First Nation community in northwestern Ontario had a lot of hard-to-believe moments. Kevin Sellis went to Ebatung First Nation in December to help address the electrical needs in houses.
A lot of the electrical stuff was bought at a cheaper rate through electrical suppliers. We changed 300 receptacles, I think, on 20 houses when we were there.
He says homes often had multiple families living in them due to a lack of housing. He also spoke to one homeowner who had been without power for over a year. Sellis shared this information during a recent Golden K Kiwanis Club meeting. And a new poll finds there's been a big shift in Canadian attitudes towards immigration. Adam Bell has more.
A survey of just over 1,500 Canadians conducted by the Association for Canadian Studies finds that over 50% of Canadians now believe there are too many newcomers entering the country, marking a notable increase compared to previous years. Fears about immigrants altering the social fabric of Canada are actually quite low in the study. Instead, the main concern revolves around potential impact on the economy, particularly housing and strain on services. According to the study, lower income earners are more likely to perceive immigration levels as excessive. I'm Adam Bell.
Increasing cloudiness, the chance of overnight showers on a northeast wind, low 3 degrees. Cloudy tomorrow, chance of morning showers, then showers beginning near noon and a risk of a thunderstorm, high 10. And cloudy Friday with a chance of showers, high 7 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.